Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sundays. For those who have found us on their radio at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone who is looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and join us here for worship any Sunday morning at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for our opening this morning comes from Psalm 25, taken from the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord, King of the universe, who gives us health, who gives us strength, and gives us peace. Blessed are you, O Lord, who has blessed us with family, with friends. Blessed are you, O Lord, King of the universe, who has given us the breath of life. And blessed are you, O Lord, who has given us your grace, your peace, to make it one more day. And blessed are you, O Lord, who gave us your Son, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that we might be reconciled to you. Blessed are you, O Lord. We are thankful for all the things that you've done for us. We thank you and ask this in your blessed Son's name. Amen. Go ahead, bro.
Beyond all reproach, honor and grace. church. Let us pray. Dear Father, all-worthy God, I present my body to you, O Lord, as a living sacrifice. May it be holy and pleasing to you. Let this be my spiritual act of worship, not done at set times of remembrance, but constantly, moment by moment, day by day, night by night. Let me not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, which is doomed to pass away. Instead, let me be transformed by the renewing of my mind so that I may be able to test and approve what your holy will for me is, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. In Jesus' name, I ask this growth in grace. Amen.
Amen.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way precious Lord, linger near when my life is almost gone. Hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears, and the night draws near, and the day is past and gone. At the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Congregation, please be seated.
Heavenly Father, so often we come seeking something from you. We come asking. Now we come offering. We ask, Lord, that you use our tithes and our offerings for your glory here on earth. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Good morning. Today's scripture is Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2, a living sacrifice. Therefore, verse 12, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Be seated.
Thank you. Scripture is that I just chose was, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing of God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Romans 12:2. All right, does anybody know what this is? It's like a speaker, right? A lot of people listen to the radio or to music on a phone, different things. I was a kid, this is the only way we could listen to it. So, let's turn it on. And I'm no pro. It's been so long since I've done this. So we're going to turn it on, turn it to radio. All right. So we can turn on this radio, we can listen to music. Let's just turn it off for a second. All right. So it says, I enjoy listening to music in the car when I'm driving around town. And of course, I have certain stations I like to listen to, and usually they're not the same ones as my children. I'm listening to a station, and all of a sudden it gets fuzzy. But y'all don't know about fuzzy music, do you? No. But in the older days, sometimes when you go under bridges or different things, the music would get fuzzy, kind of like this. It's playing music like that. So, does everybody know what we're starting the season with? It's the beginning of Lent. That's right. And many of us already know that Lent is a time where we give up something that we enjoy. Sometimes that controls us, showing a sacrifice to God as we begin preparing for Easter. Does anyone have plans to give anything up? Or did y'all give anything up? Very often, people tend to give up bad habits that they enjoy, eating too much dessert, like candy or chocolates or cookies, sometimes even McDonald's french fries. Everybody likes those. Or even the coffee, maybe at the fifth cup in the morning. Some people even give up activities they enjoy, like watching too much TV or playing games. Maybe you've bite your fingernails. That's a bad habit. Or maybe you like to argue with your brothers and sisters or backtalk your parents. And those habits, that could be given up also during Lent. How is giving something up during Lent making a sacrifice to God? Why it's important for us to make a sacrifice to God during Lent. As we make the sacrifice of giving something up, we enjoy sometimes a bad habit during Lent. We begin to process turning into our lifestyle so that we can live a clearer and cleaner life for Christ. The way that we live our life is called a lifestyle. So when we approve our lifestyle by giving up bad habits, we are tuning into life. God wants us to always be tuning into life by giving up those bad habits or replacing them with good ones. As we are giving up something that we enjoy or something that controls us or such a bad habit, sometimes we substitute it with another bad habit. So when we think about what we want to give up for Lent, let's try and change your old bad habit for something good. Let's think about that for a minute. If you give up candy, what could you get instead? Maybe some fruit. If you give up fighting with your brothers and sisters, what could you do instead? Maybe give them a hug, maybe when they are upsetting you. So making a sacrifice for God during Lent season is not only means giving up something you enjoy or something that controls you. It also means trying to trade old bad habits with good ones. So kind of like tuning in to the radio. When you're driving and it gets fuzzy, that's like an old bad habit. But then, as you work and work and work, it becomes clear, that's what it's supposed to represent. All right, let's say a prayer. Dear God, as we move into this Lent season, help each of us tune our lives as we know God more clearly. Help us focus on the good, healthy habits as we do away with the old. Amen.
And good morning to you this fine Sunday morning. Good morning. So good to see you here this morning. The sun's out. A little chilly, but that's okay. Spring's coming, amen? Spring's coming. And guess what else is coming? Jesus is coming back. He's coming back soon. I don't know when, but I just know he's coming back soon. We want to talk this morning about a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. And I read that scripture and I say, well, wait a minute. What exactly is a living sacrifice? What is the Apostle Paul talking about? What does he mean that we should be a living sacrifice? The Apostle Paul, he wrote most of the books of any New Testament author. And he was smart. He knew a lot of scripture. He knew a lot about the law. And when he wrote these letters, they were filled with wisdom and understanding. But sometimes they can be a little difficult to hold on to and to grasp what he's talking about. And one of his most puzzling phrases is found in Romans 12:1, where he says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your body as a living sacrifice. So, what is a living sacrifice? We don't talk like that today in the 21st century. So, what is this? Now, reading that and asking that question you may have the temptation just to skip over that particular part and just keep reading. But if you do that, you're going to miss a very important point about what the life and attitude of a Christian should look like. And as with many things in Scripture, the concept of a living sacrifice is one that requires us to do a little further digging, a little further research to find out what he's talking about. And when we do this, we're going to find a new way that we can even look at ourselves. So Romans could be considered Paul's most thorough explanation of redemptive history. He starts with the sinfulness of mankind, God's judgment of both the Jews and the Gentiles alike. He then introduces Christ as the solution to humanity's sin problem. And because of this, believers live in freedom from sin and they live with peace with God. He then goes on to address God's sovereignty over salvation and the future of the Jews. So the beginning of chapter 12 acts as a kind of a hinge on which Paul kind of switches gears or pivots his theological discussion, and then he switches it to some practical advice about how we should live our lives in light of these verses. So verse 1 and 2 of chapter 2, it can be like the hard attitude behind the commands that Paul is going to give in chapters 12 through 14. So again, what exactly does this living sacrifice mean? What is that phrase all about? Now, I can tell you what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean, it doesn't refer to that a sacrifice that covers or atones for sins. That's not what he's talking about, because that's already been taken care of by our Lord. You know, so therefore, there's nothing for us to do to make up for this. So and Paul, he openly condemns that the idea of work-based salvation. So that's not what it's not. So let's go to the text and let's see what Paul says, what means by the term living sacrifice. Now, if you look at the very end of verse 1, you're going to see what Paul describes as being a sacrifice as spiritual worship. So actually what a living sacrifice means, folks, it is your spiritual worship or your service to God. So that kind of gives us a good place to start when we understand the New Testament context of a living sacrifice. One of the ways that you can understand this is that this sacrifice in the New Testament is a service or offering to God. And if you look in Philippians, you'll see that Paul tells the church in Philippi, this is in Philippians 4:18, that they gave a good and fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And he's not saying that they made this to God. Actually, he's saying they made it to him, and doing this, they served the cause of God, which is which God certainly, he accepted that sacrifice. So if this is the case, so what has these sacrifices got to do with our relationship with God? You see, the very fact that Paul tells his readers to offer their lives as offering or service to the Lord would indicate that doing so is very important. So now you got to understand, this doesn't mean that we can earn God's love or favor. We receive that as a result through salvation through Jesus Christ. So remember, this living sacrifice is actually your service. Long ago, in ancient Egypt, what Jesus said, sacrifice was made by animals. Our Lord required blood sacrifice to atone for sin. They had to do this periodically. But God required it. We no longer have to do that. We don't have to do that. Lord, Of a living sacrifice. If we look in verse 2, we can find those. The first one I already mentioned, he says, don't be conformed to the ideals of the world. And number 2 says, transformed by an inward renewal that works outward. In other words, when the Lord transforms your heart, it can show on the outside, and folks will see that you belong to the Lord. And then thirdly, you'll be able to discern the will of God. That last part of that verse said, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and his perfect will. There are 3 keys I can give you that will help you to knowing God's will this morning. The first one is, you must have a yielded body and spirit. You must be willing to yield you. Yes, he wants all of us, the whole body. You must be willing to yield that to the Lord. Number 2, you have to live a separated life. Now, that doesn't mean that you think that you're better than anybody and everybody, but you do have to live your life separated to the Lord. This may cause some problems, but it'll make the Lord very happy. And thirdly, you've got to have a transformed mind. Those are some of the things, the qualities that living of a living sacrifice. You know. So this morning, how can we be living sacrifices to God? Paul's encouragement to the Romans and to us, that's not an easy calling. To be a living sacrifice, they mean to live every minute of every day as an offering of service to the Lord. And this goes radically against our culture of self-promotion, and it's all about me and making our own dreams come true. It's going to mean laying down our own ambitions, our own dreams, our own gifts and fears, and telling God, do whatever you want with me. I am your servant. So, knowing that, we must be ready to reject the things that do not line up with God's word. We must devote ourselves to having our minds renewed, and we've got to learn how to discern the will of God for our lives. So, how do we ever begin such a process as this? How do we go about this? What do we do? The answer is very simple this morning, my friends. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. You see, Jesus not only saves us from our sins and he brings us in the presence of the Father, but he lived a perfect life, a life for us to emulate. And Jesus, he demonstrated what it means to be a living sacrifice. He was God in the flesh, yet he humbled himself and lived to serve others. He called out sin. He rejected the ideals of the culture around him, and his mind was in complete harmony with that of our Heavenly Father. He knew the will of God, and he acted on it. So if you want someone to emulate this morning, if you want a hero in your life, if you want someone to look up to and not have to ever worry about that person falling or anything bad, he is our perfect example. And you know what, folks? He's always ready to forgive us when we fail to live up to that example. I mess up all the time, but Jesus will always be right there to give me grace, and he'll also give you grace. So we can take great comfort at this as we work toward living every moment of our lives as an offering to God. So this morning, I want you to pray and ask God to help you change your mindset from what you want to what he wants. Ask him to show you his will and to give you strength to act on it. And most of all this morning, dear one, pray that he'll help you to fall in love with the heart of Jesus. And you see, the more we love Jesus, the more we will desire to be like him. So I would encourage you and plead with you that you would become a living sacrifice to the Lord. Ask the Lord to help you to do this. And I know he will, because you see, when you become wholly separated to the Lord, when you become wholly dedicated to him, folks says, well, I don't know what God's will is. Well, just live your life for him, and he will show you what his will is. He don't want to hide it from you. He'll show you. And always remember this, dear one. Jesus died for us. He is our perfect example. So let us strive to be more and more like Jesus, our Savior. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, before you can become a living God,
for our hymn of invitation, Lord of the Dance.
I danced in the morning when the world was begun, and I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun, and I came down from heaven and I danced on the earth at Bethlehem. Dance I danced for the scribe and the Pharisee, but they would not dance and they would not follow me. I danced for the fishermen, for James and John. They came to me and the dance went on. Dancing, where you may be, I am the Lord of the dance city, and I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance city. I danced on the Sabbath when I cured the lame. The holy people said it was a shame. They whipped and they stripped and they hung me high, and they left me there on a cross to die. Dancing, wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dancing, and I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dancing.
Also, to see Gene with us today, he's been, you know, missing, so thanks be to God for him, but also prayers for Gene and Elaine. Continued prayers for Tom and Eileen.
Well, I'm the only one who can get confused at this time. But please let us go to God in prayer. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you have given us, all that you have entrusted us with. Be with us, Lord. Guide us as we do, as we should, making ourselves a perfect sacrifice in your name. Be with us in all that we do, Lord, but guide us. Ensure that we are doing right. In your holy name we pray. Amen. And now, would you join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
and the power,
and the glory forever. Amen. And as we depart from here today, let us remember all those less fortunate than ourselves, all who are hospitalized or homebound or ailing in some way. And let us be friendly and be safe, be careful, and join together again here next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Will you stand for our closing hymn, Sweet Hour of Prayer?
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care, and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul is often found relief, and oft escape the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, the joys I feel, the bliss I share, of those whose anxious spirits burn with strong desires for thy return. With such I hasten to the place where sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wing shall my petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness it gives away.